Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of July 2019. Supreme Court has directed the centre to come out with a uniform proposal for all cases to resolve the difficulties being faced by lakhs of home buyers who have not yet got possession of flats despite paying huge amounts of money to real estate builders. Supreme Court has ruled that creation of a new political state must be given full legal effect and the interstate sales between the two successor states cannot be treated as intrastate sales. Supreme Court has directed all states and union territories and Registrar General of the Jurisdictional High Courts to submit details of filling up of the vacancies in different cadres of the lower judiciary. Delhi High Court has restrained e-commerce firms like Amazon, Flipkart and Snapdeal from selling health and beauty products of direct sellers Amway, Modica and Oriflame, without their consent. The interim direction came on the pleas of the three direct sellers alleging that products under their brands were being sold on the e-commerce platforms at cheap rates resulting in financial losses to them. Madras High Court has declined petitions by pro-Tamil activist Thirumurugan Gandhi seeking to quash 8 FIRs registered against him for alleged hate speeches, observing that the constitution doesn't permit such utterances in the name of freedom of speech and expression. The court observed that the speeches made by the petitioner will certainly promote a feeling of enmity, hatred and ill will between different religious groups and communities. Delhi High Court observed while refusing to allow him to leave India that if Naresh Goyal, founder of the cash-strapped Jet Airways, wants to go abroad, he should first deposit as guarantee 18,000 rupee crore his company owes to lenders. The High Court, however, sought the centre's response on his plea challenging a lookout circular issued against him. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea seeking lifting of a blanket ban on condom advertisements between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. The court disposed of the petition holding that it cannot intervene into the same as it is a policy decision of the government. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Mumbai has directed the resolution professional of Ruchi Sawyer to find out whether the Appellate Tribunal National and Company Law Appellate Tribunal's NCLAT's last week's order on SR Steel, ArcelorMittal matter would have any impact on their case. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh how they intend to tackle the problem of crop burning, a major contributor to air pollution in Delhi, this year. The tribunal asked the three states to file progress reports indicating the strategies and proposed action plan to tackle the problem.